And I chose Senator Armaghan tonight for the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us. She, when I met her, her little boy was just a tiny little guy, maybe 3 or 4 years old. And he was getting christened when our church was down at 2nd and Beach. They moved the building over to Old Town now, so sitting on the hill in Old Town, that church that's there, it's a Jewish church now, used to be our church down at 2nd and Beach. And that's where I really got acquainted with Patty, and I can still see her there. She was getting her little boy christened. And I guess that was the beginning of me getting to know her a little better. And now he's a grown man with 3 kids. How old is he? She doesn't want to tell because that makes her sound old. He's 72 years old.
And I'm only 25. It's a miracle.
And wonderful young man. Good daddy, wonderful man. And we've kept our friendship going ever since. Of course, I have to go out and clean her house every week. I have to wash her car for her, to fill it with gas every week. Otherwise, she wouldn't let me be her friend. No, she is just, she's an absolutely wonderful lady. She's a nurse. She's helped so many, many people. She's just a great lady, and she's a minister in our church. And we've never really been separated since then, have we? And that's a lot of years ago. Life goes by so fast, kids. Please don't waste time. You don't have time to waste. Nobody has time to waste. So please don't waste it. This is an opportunity called life on earth. And now we have an opportunity of listening to this Irish Patty. I think she's going to straighten us out on a lot of those little gremlin that runs around Ireland over there, you know. They've got to have you young girls from Brazil. Maybe you've never heard about that, huh? You probably hadn't heard about all these little people that run around Ireland. I think she's going to tell us about them tonight. And this is our Reverend Patty Walsh. Oh, there she made it.
I might get out of the line.
There she is, and here she comes.
I call her Patty Orbuckles. Oh. Patty Walsh.
Isn't that wonderful when you have friends and you can laugh with them and cry with them? She cried with me a few times.
And we got kicked out of a few places because we were laughing. She's taught me lots of things.
It wasn't my fault.
Well, do you know elementals? Do you know who they are, what they do? Oh, then we're going to have fun tonight. There's a book that my brother Toby introduced me to years ago, and it's Summer with the Leprechauns by Tanis Helliwell. And she is a gal who's worked in corporate Canada, true story, and she goes to Ireland to work on her spiritual self, so she thinks she's going to be quiet and meditate and all this stuff, and she's rented a little cottage, and as she gets off the bus driver says, "You know you're living on a haunted lane." So she goes in, and she is clairvoyant. She can see the little people, and there's a leprechaun by the hearth with his family, and they stay in the cottage. So she gets to meet him, and they talk, and he says, "I'll protect you because it is a haunted lane." Can you imagine going to Ireland and experiencing that? I think that's a hoot. So he says, "But you'll have to give me a gift when you leave." And she said, "Yep, I know your kind. Firstborn child and all that stuff." He says, no. So the gift is that she write a book about her experiences with the leprechauns. And the fact that it's a true story is really fun. And I was raised with the knowledge of leprechauns and all those little folks. So when I went to Ireland, I was in heaven. I thought it was just great. And all my cousins are into the same experience. So it was really fun, fun to be over there. So what's interesting, who are or what are the elementals? They're the little folk, that work with the elements of the earth, and they keep the earth functioning well. So they're leprechauns, and I've seen the leprechaun that I work with. Oh gosh, he's cute. He is cute. He has the happiest eyes, and that is just so neat. Elves, you've heard of elves. Gnomes, they're pretty cute too. Fairies, I haven't seen the fairies, but other people have. But I just haven't seen them. Goblins. Halloween. Trolls. So all of these little characters are elementals. And they take care of the earth. And they are a separate race, which is really interesting. So, years ago, they're humans and elementals, and they were to work together and keep the earth healthy. But what have we humans done? We've mucked it up. I mean, we've done everything that we shouldn't. We've messed up the air, the rivers, the ocean, the earth itself. And it really needs to be cleaned up for Mother Earth to function well. So, what happened about the last 100 years, the power that be, like God, had said to the elementals, you can come into the human form and work, and you can come in 25% of your elemental essence, or 50% or more, which is interesting. And why did they do that? Our minds are stronger than theirs. Our minds are really strong. They can manifest. Oh, is that cool? That's something we want to do. We could all become creators together. So they looked at how could this occur. So the little leprechaun that Tanis Helliwell met was to learn about humans so that they understand us, because our rules, regulations, systems are totally different. The elementals don't believe in a monogamous love relationship. They are free spirits in every sense. They don't have to worry about time and space. They can travel anywhere, anytime. So he would say to Tanis, I'll be back tomorrow. Well, tomorrow might be 3 days, 3 weeks, because they don't work with time the way we do. And they wanted to be creators. And in order to be a creator, you have to have free will. They didn't have free will, but we do. And we do things with that free will. So the leprechaun works with Tanis Helliwell to understand humans. So they have a pretty interesting relationship. which I just laughed at. So, who are some of the elementals that have come to the earth plane to be a percentage of an elemental still, but be a human? Can you imagine who that might be? Van Gogh? Van Gogh, the painter. And did you know that he was a minister in a very poor parish? I can't remember now where that was. But that was really tough. Had you read that, John? Oh. Yeah, he, when people needed things, he gave their things away. And it was because of his brother that he kind of got out of that. He was going to be naked and without anything because he was so generous to everybody that he was working with. And if there was an accident, they didn't have equipment to take care of stuff. So whatever he had, he used and helped people. Okay, so that's Van Gogh. And you know, he had a difficult time. It wasn't an easy life. And when you think of switching to a human body that's denser, that can't travel the way he was used to traveling, he couldn't come in and out and do everything, it would be tough. And when you're denser like we are, because we eat meat, and he talks about eating little creatures, it almost makes you want to be a vegetarian. That you're dense, and so it's harder to work their system through our body. And that was real interesting. So you, if you've ever read the life of Van Gogh, and I have, it's really interesting. And then when you realize that he is almost 100% elemental in this very difficult body to work with, it's, you can see why he had some of the problems that he had. Now, the other person that he talks about is Dylan Thomas, the musician, and that he is part elemental. And they'll let some of the elementals come into the human body to show them the beauty of arts and different crafts. And it's not easy, but they come to bring beauty and joy to the earth plane. So, singing and dancing and doing painting and all of these things are more common in the elementals. And many of the elementals are either Irish or Welsh. Do you have any little people like that in Brazil?
We have them in the Philippines.
Yeah.
In Hawaii we have
them. In where?
Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
But they're different though. Because, you know, my mom used to see them and they were like this kid. Some of them are very, very dark skinned.
Yeah. I would think every part of the earth would have these little elementals, because you don't just work and keep one part of the earth healthy. And the other thing that I found, what?
We're trying to discover if they have it in Brazil. Maybe she's thinking that maybe.
I would think you would. You know, it just makes sense that it would be all over the earth. Yeah. And they're fun because they'll play tricks on you. You know, and they're, you look for something, you can't find it, and then later it's right where you've looked. How interesting. I say it's the leprechauns. The gifts that the elementals give us is laughter, joy, and beauty. Laughter, joy, and beauty. And the human gifts are will, having the will to do things, action, and doing things. When I get in the car, I'll say, "Are you?" They're like little buddies to me. And I talk to them really all the time. People probably think I'm nuts, but I don't care. When I drive in the car, I say, "Are you guys with me?" Because I can feel them, but I don't necessarily see them. And they'll start whooping it up in the car. And you can't help but laugh. You just can't help. It just sends you giggling to hear them, and they're full of so much joy. And when you'll find when you drive and you're looking at all of the trees and flowers and plants in nature, when you see that they're doing a good job, thank them. That makes the elementals stronger. So I find that I know places by the trees that are growing. And when they cut down a tree, it makes a difference to me. Oh, you can't turn by that big ash tree, you know, or whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, it's fun. So, they can even grow mountains. I don't know how they do that, except by earthquakes. And there are even beings in the center of the earth. Now, that sounds pretty far out. When my brother Toby told me that, I thought he was pulling my leg. How could beings live in the center of the earth? They're elementals, too. They're a different type of elemental. But that's fascinating. And they're rather pale looking, she says. Yeah, I guess. Okay. And they maintain the health of your body. So if you get yourself quiet and you ask your elemental to make himself or herself known to you, then you could communicate with that elemental. So you not only have a guardian angel, but you have your own elemental. Is that the coolest thing? You know, when you get into looking at God's systems, he has so many wonderful systems that assist us. And that is just neat. Now, you got a handout because I think this is the most important part. 10 ways for humans to work with elementals. So I've already started telling you about them. Human belief strengthens elementals and gives them energy. So when you're out driving or walking or playing outside and you see things growing so well, remember to thank them. Be happy. Elementals are not drawn to depressed people. And that sure makes sense when I'm driving and I ask them if they're there. It is just hysterical. Try that sometime and see what you get. Because the room is full of little elementals in the empty seats that look like they're empty, but they aren't. Get out in nature as soon as possible and as often as possible so that you can experience what the elementals are doing. Appreciate beauty in nature. I bet most of you do that. Yeah, yeah. Send energy to them. Teach other humans, particularly little kids, to appreciate nature so they grow up in that mode. Do things spontaneously. Do any of you do that? Very much? 5% of the time? 10% of the time? 50% of the time? Yeah. Free yourself from over-planning and organizing. Now, why would he say that? What? Yeah, it's too restrictive, which is one thing. What else?
You don't have time.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have time to listen to what they want to share with you. Have you tuned into trees or bushes when they aren't looking so well and ask them what they need? And can you pick up the thought or hear what they have to say? Try that. Yeah. That is real neat. Take time every day to do nothing for a while. I don't mean the whole day. You know, we have to work and all that stuff. But taking some time out of your day to be quiet and to tune in to nature and what's going on there is really helpful. I never put a watering system in my house for the garden because I wanted to have to get outside to water. And sometimes I don't get out there as quick as I should. But it's really wonderful just to be out there watering. Okay. Now, what do elementals do to work with humans? Because their system is so different than ours. When Tanis would fix tea and toast for the little leprechaun, and he loved that, he would take the essence out of the tea or the toast or both, and he would pick up the cup, bring it up to his mouth, but there would also be a cup still there, the one that she put out. And so they just take what they want out of that, which is pretty interesting. And then if you went back to taste that, it wouldn't taste like much of anything. Interesting. So he's saying, don't carry a prejudice towards humans because we're different, we're denser, and we're so involved in the things that we're doing that we may not pay any attention to them. When a human looks at the plants, the elemental can tell you what they need, which is good. Or the plant could tell you too, if you allow yourself to be tuned in enough to pick up on that. And they'll work sometimes as a group, and they look for people that are really interested in nature. And he says, give the humans proof that you're there. Yeah, that works for us. If we don't see them, or we don't notice the difference, what makes us think that they're around? Except you know they are. Okay. two body elementals that take care of your body, they'll say, don't give up. Keep moving your human person to more positive changes. Is that interesting? Look at how much help we have. It's just, it's amazing. Don't judge the human by the elemental standard. Well, that might be kind of fun. But yeah, we're very different. And if you want a monogamous relationship, I would suggest you could kind of pass that up when they start talking about it. And they say, surprise us. Now, how do you manifest? Do any of you do that? No? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. How does that happen? What's the dynamic of that?
They usually put out what they want and know that they have it.
Exactly. See, that's where our minds are so strong. You think the thought, which is creating the word, and you expect that it's there. Now, what stops us when we do that? Someone will say, I do that all the time, and there are never any parking places for me, or whatever it is. Well, what's happening is that you think the positive thought, and then you throw in a negative. Oh, that never happens. Or that couldn't happen. This area is just too busy. I couldn't find a parking place. And you take the energy right out of the thought, and then it doesn't work. Or, I want this job. Oh, I don't have enough education. Psst, it's gone. We cancel those things out with our strong minds. It works as an advantage for us and shows us the disadvantage when we follow up a positive thought with a negative. I don't think that'll happen, or it can't happen, or whatever. So forget the second half of that and just don't do that. Years ago, after I first read this book, I live in a little manufactured home in El Cajon, and someone from the mortgage company said, the prices have gone down and you could refinance your home. Well, I was so busy with my nursing that I never got around to it. So I gave the thought that I'd like to do that, but I was just too busy to do it. So I get a letter in the mail, and it says, your mortgage is satisfied. So I called and said, would you explain satisfied? And said, yeah, you don't have a mortgage anymore.
What?
Yeah. And it was in a group of loans that were all together, and everybody, our rate was close to 10%, rather high. And everybody in that pool had refied their house, so they couldn't charge me. So that was it. Is that a riot? And then I improved on my house, and I still have a mortgage. So I'm asking again for that to be satisfied. But very interesting. I didn't have time to put a negative in, which was really amazing. So that's kind of what you want to do with manifesting, and believe that it can happen. And the little leprechaun said, you humans just don't believe that you can manifest things. Is that the coolest? Let's all work at the lottery. you know, anything like that, it would be really interesting. Or for a better job, or whatever your heart's desire is. Our world is abundant. And these little elementals are showing us that. Is that just incredible? And it makes you want to, because we're human, go do something about that. Amazing. Now, whatever our thoughts are, is created in another dimension. We're in the third dimensional consciousness on the earth plane. The elementals are 3.5 to 4. So they do a lot of creating. And for us, our thoughts are things. You've heard Reverend Toots here say that. You know, thoughts are things, so be careful what you're thinking, because all those thoughts go out to the ether and they're real. And they may be in a different dimension than we're in at this point. So, it's fascinating. So, think the thought, feel it, see it, and don't muff it up by canceling it out. Amazing. So next time, I expect to hear from some of you that are the go-getters, and you're going to try this and see what good you can create. And heaven knows we need it on the earth plane. And particularly at this time. So now you know something about the elementals. God love you.